Born as orphans and sold in their infancy to a Malaysian slaughterhouse for the purpose of slave labor, four children, one cat, Landon and Whitefire, were adopted and taken away from their daily activities of squeegeeing lamb's blood, beheading chickens, answering phones, and hanging intestine. And by an American veterinarian who gave them a home, taught them to read, turned them on to the million and one uses of the soybean, and above all else, instructed them to be people for the ethical treatment of animals. In June of 1996, Dr. Kenneth Featherstone was on safari in the Serengeti when, while dressed as a shrubbery to sneak closer to a herd of cheetah, his head was blown entirely off his shoulders by a poacher's rifle. Natives say his last words were, "God, this thing is itchy." 9 weeks later, Dr. Featherstone's remains were shipped home to his four loving adopted children. 9 years later, Juan, Cat, Landon, and Whitefire are junior college students by day, but by night, they are the PETA Pals.
PETA Pals?
The PETA Pals, a fierce vigilante crime-fighting unit dedicated entirely and exclusively to the protection, preservation, and fair treatment of all animals and at any cost.
I'm Juan, a.k.a. the Chicken. Wherever, I don't know, let's say a penguin is in danger, I'll be there. Assuming I can get to it, of course. I mean, I can't know if every penguin's in trouble now, can I?
I'm Cat, the cat. Whenever there is injustice, I'll be there. You know, like a black guy getting a good job over a perfectly qualified sea bass just because he's a human. You know, injustice.
I'm Whitefire. You may know me as the Coyote. And wherever there is tragedy and devastation against animals, I will kill a human being in the face.
And I'm Landon, the Woodchuck. And I'll be there wherever there are animals being treated not so good.
And together, we are the PETA Pals.
PETA Pals.
Today we join our heroes at the PETA Pal headquarters, located in the basement of the vet's office they inherited.
Hey, Whitefire, what you doing?
Just giving my new pet Sparrow a back massage.
Cool. You mind if I watch Card Sharks?
Card Sharks?
Yeah, it's a game show.
A game show? There are 11 species of sharks practically extinct in this world, and the media wishes to play games? Mocking the creature's plight with a name so insensitive only a human would be able of inventing it?
It's just a card game, Whitefire. I don't have to watch it.
Dinner's ready.
What are we having, Cat?
Soy burgers and soy fries. And for dessert, I made soy flay.
Neato.
Be careful, Landon. The stove's still hot. You may want to grab a soy holder so you don't burn yourself.
Good idea, Cat. Hey, you guys, you may want to check this out.
What is it, Juan?
Shh, listen.
And on the lighter side of the news, local magicians Antoine and Kim took in 13 opossums this evening, having apparently been stranded by their mother. The animals were a bit scrawny, but Kim says with some good old-fashioned TLC, all 13 should pull through quite nicely. Antoine would not comment as to whether or not the two would use the 13 possums in their act.
Turn it off! Those two make me so meaner.
Won't use them in their act. My unwashed ass. Those two don't give a damn about animals. I even hear they keep their animals in cages, even when they sleep.
Oh, and did you see Kim's shoes?
Leather.
Well, f*** that bitch. F*** her in her Filipino ass.
I've got a better idea.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Peter Pals.
That night at Antoine and Kim's home / animal refuge.
Peter Pals. Whitefire. Man, I swear to God, that coyote get-up of yours is real coyote fur.
It is not. It is not. I made it. It just looks real. Yes, I did, Juan. Yes, I did.
Would you two cut it the f*** out? We've got work to do.
That's right, Cat. We've got to give those opossums back their ability not to be in cages.
Shh. Someone's coming.
I think it's Antoine.
I had it too, sweetheart, but I'm sure it's nothing. Go back to bed. Antoine will check it out.
Oh, I assure you that the nothing you thought you didn't hear is not nothing at all, but instead something, and that something that's not nothing is us. Who the hell are you, and what are you doing in my house? I am the woodchuck, and these are my friends, Coyote, Cat, and Chicken. And I'm sorry. What was the second question again? Oh, I know you guys. You are the pizza pals I've heard about on the news. You think you are doing good, but you give animal rights activists a bad name.
We give animal rights activists a bad name? Oh, that pisses me off. Whitefire, shoot this French motherfucker.
Wait! Let Mr. Antoine have a chance to do the right thing. By the sword of equality.
And the shield of freedom.
And the double-barreled, sawed-off 10-gauge shotgun of harmony. And by the hammer of really trying to do good. The PETA pals order you to release God's creatures from all their cages, Mr. Antoine, and to free yourself from your abominations against nature. No! Okay, Whitefire, go ahead and shoot him.
No! Antoine, my love! What have you sick bastards done? I am calling the
Good one, Juan! Now let's free some possums, gang!
PETA pals.
Meanwhile, back at PETA Pal headquarters.
Well, PETA pals, we did it again. I'm so proud of you guys.
We freed 13 of God's creatures and at the same time rid this earth of a couple useless foreign pieces of
I mean, did you see how his chest exploded? They'll be piecing him together for days.
I guess that's one magic trick old Antoine didn't learn.
All right, let him go, Landon. Let him free.
Here you go, possums.
Whoa, there they go.
Oh, they're so cute with their little tails and their...
Oh, my God.
F***ing humans.
Come on, let's go inside, everybody.
Cat, do you know if we had any of that soy pie left over?
PETA pals.